and then you attach it to the ground, nothing doing, it's still called a kli, it's still tassel the mikvah. Only here by dafshan atum mishani pshut the kli eitz petum the rabbanon. The Gemara says, what's going on here though? But nechlal the shiva the raisa. So what do you want to tell me by mikvoyis? We're talking about a deraisa. By mikvoyis, it's also only with the rabbanon. That if there's a psul of water goes into a bucket, and then you put that water into the mikvah, that's only a psul with the rabbanon. With the raisa, there's no such psul. So since here it's only a psul with the rabbanon, it should also be bottled to the karka. Nechlal, what do you want to tell me? No, that shiva the raisa. I have a kaimel of the rabbanon. We hold all over. No, that's that mayim shuvim passes the water. It's only with the rabbanon. Mashram zelo elulam the rabbanon. Yeah. Now we hold what mayim shuvim is only possible with the rabbanon. Since talk is a little shaila here, so shaila some shittes are that if we have all the mikvah the water for mayim shuvim, it's possible with the raisa. But you only have part of it, then it's only possible with the rabbanon. Here's the mashram. No matter what, it's only possible with the rabbanon, but not more. Yeah. That's one kasha. The yod amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina b'daf shomatzchis machloikus. He's talking about a metal one. That he's a shalim in the rices also. More says truly, yod amar rabbanon no pumfakir. We really the price goes according to rabbanon shita. That mid the rice attacker the daf that's matzchis makavotum is not bottle, even though you first put it into the ground. Why by mikvah is the kosher if you first put it into the ground? The shani shiva the rabbanon, because by mayim shuv was only psum with the rabbanon. There the rabbanon makel. The bottom perfume paket that goes according to the Rabbanon, they're only making on the Rabbanon by Mayim Shuvim, and not by Kli Matchis. By the Daf Shomatchis, the Psum, and the Raisa, they were Machmir. But by Mayim Shuvim, the son of the Rabbanon, he will make them. All right, we'll stop here. We'll always leave that again tomorrow. You're holding that Tamach Vov on the days. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, who does that last Braisa by Mikvoyas go like? That the Braisa made a chilek, if you have a tinner, if you have this pipe, you have this gutter, if you hollowed it out first, and then you put it into the karka, it's possible, it makes mayim shuvim. But if you put it into the ground first, the pipe, the solid pipe, and then you hollowed it out, then it's kosher. So in the middle, who does it go like? Who makes a difference? So Mars Maskana was, and the bottom eye, we start on the day we start our kaim. First of all, the kaim on the rabbanon. First of all, we hold that mayim shuvim is only a psum in the rabbanon, not a psum in the raisa. The yod, and secondly, ha'omar Rabbi Yosi, bar Rabbi Chanina, the daf shel matchis machlekes. And the machlekes before is the machlekes in the raisa. They have a daf shel matchis. There it's mekabel tuma, and you see Rabbi Yehuda over there holds that even though it's a daf, that's mekabel tuma the board. When you once you attach it to the house, it becomes bottled to the bayis. It's not makabel tumah anymore. So Rabbi Lez holds even with the rice that helps, and the rabbanon hold it doesn't help. If so, what's the machlokes by mikvoyis then? So Marim says, I'll tell you the yerlam rabbanon he. The emison really the price of mikvoyis. That goes according to the rabbanon shita. As the rabbanon are the one that say over here that it is makabel tumah. So the chomer said that v'daf shonach tumim. We have this board from a baker, and Befrat now we're talking about it's a metal board, so even though you put it into the house, still it's makabel tumah. So Chudachom say, even though you're in the bayis, still it's makabel tumah. So why by mikvoyis, does he say differently, why by mikvoyis does he mask him that if you first put it into the bayis, and then you chokak, it's not makabel tumah, it doesn't make a psul shuvim? So there it says, vishani shiva de rabbanin. That this whole soul that when water goes through a kli into the mikvah, that's only a psul midi rabbanon. But since it's only possible midi rabbanon, here's rabbanon I'm asking, that if you put the gutter into the house first, and then you chok, then you hollow it out, it wasn't called the kli beforehand, that it would not make mayim shuvim. So the Gemara Yehochi, if so, afilu chokku ulepsayet kovunami. If so, if you tell me now it's a svara since shuvim is only midi rabbanon, therefore we'll make all sechura, even if you first hollowed out this pipe, and then you attach the pipe to the house, should also be tor, kosher l'mikvah. How come the braisa says no, it's only if first you took the solid pipe and put it in the house, and then you hollowed it out? If it's only if sud rabbanon, what should be the difference? Samara says, yes, I'll tell you, shani hosam, here it's still different, the ikor toiras kli alov betolish. Here it's still possible, even with the rabbanim, Because if this pipe was hollowed out first you had a good pipe, and now you want to be conveyed into the house, since it was called the Kli before, it's still called the Kli now. And therefore, the Rabbanan would still make a psul of Mayim Shufim. Therefore, the price that comes out good according to the Rabbanan Shita, that it's only kosher l'mikvah if first you put the pipe in the ground and then you hollow it out. Then you make it into a Kli. But if you first made it into a Kli and then you convey the Yoritz, then it would not be, it'll be puzzled. Goyi Rabbi Yezid, the rest of the Shara like this. Megishonim shechishav aleihem lahadiach es hoistrublin. Rainwater that you had in mind when the water came down, you want that water to wash off your grinder. Strublin we had before, that's the top part of the bottom part of the grinder. So you want the water to come down. Rashi Rashbam says, Sheru Yerdim, rain was coming down. Now the chishav aleihem, you thought you had in mind that this rainwater, shiadichu strublin, it should wash off your grinder. So mahu she'oisun gishomim yachshiru zeroyim in noflu aleihem. Now I want to know, this water, if it falls now upon vegetables after they're cut off the ground from the ground, is it huch shalakabu tumma? Well, no, that's the locha by oichel. Food is not nakabu tumma unless first the mashke water went on top of the food. First it has to be huchshir nakabu tumma. Now what type of water has to go on top of the food? It has to be water that you're nicha, that you want the water to be there. That is a locha, that not only if you want the water now to be on top of these fruits, but let's say in this case here, where first you wanted the water to use for washing dishes. So you once had in mind to use this water. That water now is fit to be maksha peiros of fruit food later when it comes upon it. That's the shot over here. That is this water now huksh lakabotumah. That's not, like we learned, Rashbam says, we learned the machshirin, that kol mashke shet chilos l'rosan. Any type of a water that first you and Icha, you used it, you wanted it. And then it falls on food. Even though at the end you do not want it, but that's going to fall upon the food, still it's a machshir. So, here should be the same way also. Kivon the nichale di ridosan tzarechis rublin. Since when the rainwater first came down, you were happy that that water should wash off your grinder. Afagad lo nichale di ridosan ala peris. Even though you're not happy if the water now falls upon your peris, your fruits, still heavy hechshir. Told the good hechsher, v'vachshei etzrublim choshev katolish. As long as this etzrublim, this grinder, is considered like it's detached from the ground. Because if it's attached to the ground, there's no hechsher. A machshava that you're using water to be attached to the ground, that's not called a machshava. It has to be a machshava you had in mind to use the water for a purpose of tolish. So really, that's our shayla over here. Is this etzrublim, this grinder? It was first the grinder. Then you attach it to the ground. Is it called a kli or not? That's the shayla over here. So again, boy Rav Yosef, megishomim shechishev aleihem laviyach es esrublin. When the rainwater was coming down, you had in mind that that rainwater should be used for washing off your grinder. Maul is royim. And then the same rainwater now, after it washed off the grinder, now falls over the pears, the fruits. Even though you're not happy about it now, but still, really, it should be huksh l'kabel tumma, since this water was once used in a good way from where you wanted it. The only question is, when you first wanted the water to wash off this grinder, is the grinder considered mechubel l'kakar or not? Therefore, it's like this. Ali, but the Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar, kol ha mechubel l'kakar, ready to kakar, anything that's attached to the ground is called like kakar dami, so let's see boiler. Then you have no question. The water is not huksh l'kabel tumma here. Because here, when you first wanted the water to come down and to be used to wash this grinder, the grinder is considered mechubah l'karka. So the avdas to use the water for the purpose of mechubah, since that's not makabel tumma, it was never called l'rotzoin on something that could have a kabbalah tumma. So therefore, that rotzoin means nothing. So now, when the water is on the fruits, the peris, you're not happy about it, it would not be huksh l'kabel tumma. There's no shayla, according to Rebbe Eliezer. But kiti boyloch, where can you ask the question? Ali b'de Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, we can have a question. The Yamri, that the Rabbanon sheet, there is Einoi Kekarka. That this is Tribla, this grinder. Since first you hollowed out a stone, you made it into a grinder. And then later you placed it in the ground. It's still called a Kli. It's not Mechub Lekarka. My, what's the Lacha? Is it called a Choshev to be called a Huxla Kabbat Tumra or not? Rashbam says, ki tiborach liba da da hanu rabbonim liyel the pligilei the reb lezer machteshes kavua. Man, miyam in hanat tamad the tefila the called tolish or saif chibru chashiv tolish is the pshat that they hold it still called tolish. Vilkach therefore the machres a kavua vuadim legabi hechsha tuma it would be hechsha kabel tuma because it's called yechashiv on something that's tolish. But then Rashbam says, but the other side is no. The name of the Rabbanon hold that since later you are mechaber to the karka, it's called like karka. It's not called katolish, it's called mechuba lekarka. If so, if it's called mechuba lekarka, why is it included in the sale then? What does that have to do with the sale? So he says, maybe the Rabbanon's story is that not the pshat is called kemetautal dummy. No, he's also made this kavu in the karka. In the karka. But our co-ponim, he says, then yimichiris bayis zumi the kersle bayis the chashiv itolish then yimhechshes royim gavim mecherenkos bechlal bayis the chashiv karka by duma tamar gavim mechteshes mishon the bintan. The case for the other side is that the zumi is for in the sale that when he sells it, it does not mean to include the mechteshes.